This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. American composer Donald McCullough's Holocaust Cantata premiered at the Kennedy Center in 1998, based on written material and music found in the archives of the United States Holocaust Museum. McCullough describes his cantata as music of spiritual resistance. Polyphony Voices of New Mexico will perform the Holocaust Cantata next Sunday afternoon, January 20th, at the Cathedral of St. John in downtown Albuquerque. And with us this morning is the artistic director of Polyphony, Dr. Maxine Taveneau. Maxine, much of the cantata is based on actual songs that were written or sung at the camps.
That's correct. When Donald was doing his research, he engaged a young Polish translator to work with him and sift through all of the melodies and all of the compositions in order to find particular melodies or poetry that addressed specific events that happened at the camp. And so you get a sense of the story, you get a sense of personalities that were there, and you get a sense of the wonderful music as well that was composed under these horrific circumstances. And you know, not all of the composers were necessarily classically based. A lot of them were just people who had a violin or who had some ability to write down music and share that tradition, that oral tradition around the camp. On the flip side of that, you do have the classically trained musicians that were also there. And so you have these students of Arnold Schoenberg and Leos Janacek, for example.
So there is a feeling in the cantata, a sense of classical music as well as more traditional, maybe folk music.
Certainly. There's one movement that is a real tango, and the elements of the cello and the piano and the interplay between those two particular instruments is fantastically written. And it's joyous music, which is so remarkable.
Text is not only song, but there is a narrator as well.
There are spoken interludes, if you will, and each of these spoken parts, they can be done by various persons. They can either be male or female. They can be done by one person, or they could be done by a number of different people. And I've decided to assign each narration to different people in the choir, in addition to having one particular narration done by cantor Barbara Finn from Congregation Albert. And the narrations, again, are based on research and on fact. These are real characters, you know, the 18-year-old girl, the nurse, the craftsman. You hear all these different voices and their stories and what happened to them and how they ended up where they did.
Were you surprised? I know I was when I read how this was put together, that there was music at the camps.
I think I was more surprised with the fact that it was actually written down and that somehow this was actually saved and that we were able to access this music and this poetry. And to me, that was completely remarkable because you would think that everything would have been destroyed. And so to have this incredible unifying and positive existence of music is really quite amazing.
Maxine Taveneau leads the choral ensemble Polyphony and guest artists in Donald McCullough's Holocaust Cantata next Sunday, January 20th at 3 in the intimate Anna Caseman Hall at the Cathedral of St. John on 3rd and Silver in downtown Albuquerque. Advance tickets are available at polyphonynm.com. Maxine, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.